There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Get involved and help set the agenda. Text 4001 or message us for free on the Dubai Eye Messenger app.
So, good to have you this morning. Thanks very much indeed for tuning in. Keep it locked here on Dubai Eye 103.8 throughout the day. Your opportunities to win. Keeping updated with all latest news headlines. Keeping you moving out there on the roads of the UAE as things warm up and more people get back into the swing of things with back to school and back to work. And, of course, you keep it locked here with all the latest in a number of topics that have been discussed in detail here in the region in recent times. Hanan's alongside me this morning in studio. It's one of those days, isn't it, at the moment? Seems to be.
It is indeed. It's been absolutely busy and chaotic.
Manic day out there on the streets of the UAE. Manic day for many in the back to school, back to work. And that's where one of our sort of stories today, a little later on in proceedings, will go to, because we want to talk about school holidays a little later on, get your thoughts on whether they're too long or not. But before all that, I want to sort of focus a little more on a subject that we broached yesterday on the paper review. It garnered a huge amount of reaction, and therefore I just want to dive into it in a little more detail if we can, because last week the UK announced a ban on the sale of energy drinks to young people and doctors here in the UAE are now calling for more control over the sale of these drinks to youngsters. The UK Prime Minister, Theresa May, said the government there wanted to prevent retailers from selling popular energy drinks due to their high levels of sugar and caffeine, which officials said is linked to the reasons why the country is among the Western Europe's worst rates when it comes to childhood obesity, as well as other illnesses, behavioural problems and hyperactivity. UAE has made efforts to cut down on the consumption, including the recent implementation of the 100% VAT on all energy drinks in the UAE. Some places around the Emirates have also banned selling energy drinks to people under the age of 16 that are loaded with caffeine, sugar, colouring, preservatives and other chemicals. Sharjah Municipality, as we mentioned yesterday, recently also banned cafeterias and food outlets from mixing energy drinks with other beverages. Between 8 to 20 cases have been reported at Khalifa Hospital of children becoming ill after consuming an energy drink. One young boy was admitted to Al Qasimi Hospital. He nearly lost his life after mixing an energy drink with a latte, as his heart couldn't cope with the amount of caffeine in the beverage. So, what can be done about energy drinks? And are they such a problem? Should energy drinks be banned? Is there a certain age limit that should be put on them? If so, we'd love to hear your thoughts on this particular subject. We know that UAE doctors are in support of this one. One thing I will say, and you know, this is not me for a moment suggesting or advocating that energy drinks are a source of anything other than energy in its most purest of forms. I'm not for a moment suggesting becoming an advocate for. But what I would suggest, having had a little think about this over the evening, is that are we not sort of moving here towards little more control of a nanny state, not just over in the UK where this has been proposed, but wherever these bans or so-called bans are brought in? Because if we take the UK proposal at face value, that looks to ban the sale of these energy drinks and or classified energy drinks to those under the age of 18. But given the status of law over in the UK and other parts of the world, you know, children or teenagers at the age of 16 are given the rights to make large decisions about their life in various elements of their life. And there's nothing to stop a child of 16 years or even younger, as I know for a fact, and I can attest to the fact that my daughter of 14 here has gone into certain coffee shops, well-known coffee shops, big brand coffee shops, and bought lattes or frappuccinos or vanilla lattes and asked for an extra shot in those. So if a 13-year-old or 14-year-old can go into a coffee shop and get an energy drink, a coffee blend that includes dairy product, that includes three shots of coffee, and then they get to put as much sugar as they'd like into that, as well as the sweeteners that are added as those things. Is that any different from a can of energy drink?
I mean, arguably, I guess, you know, everything you know, has to be sort of in proportion. So if you have one coffee, I mean, I don't really know. I'm trying to think what age I started drinking caffeine. I remember my mum used to drink a lot of tea, and she didn't really want me to drink tea. So I didn't really drink it until I was older. And I only started drinking coffee when I was about 20. But I'm not sure that I particularly agree with sort of young children being able to get sort of double mega shots and stuff. But how can you control that?
But no one stops you, do they, when you go into, and you don't, I don't think many people realise how much caffeine goes into a latte or a frappuccino, etc., because it's more than a double shot. It's usually a double shot of espresso,
yeah,
which is then diluted by the other ingredients that go in, so your milk, your cream products, your sweeteners as well. So there's a huge amount of sugar going in anyway. Then adding more sugar yourself. So you've got your caffeine, you've got your sugar, and there doesn't seem to be a control on that.
Definitely. And those iced ones, those iced ones, the frappuccinos, which are quite tasty. I must admit, but I usually have it without cream, but they are full of sugar, packed with sugar. But I don't know, I feel like there's a difference maybe with the energy drinks. I think that they are so packed with caffeine and you are literally going there, you know, taking it for a purpose. And I just think, obviously, the UK, for example, they've announced their ban. And that's obviously they've seen that it's not healthy for kids. So they want to try and protect them. So I don't see there's anything wrong in that. I don't necessarily think that's, you know, going towards a nanny state for that. But I think it's drawing the line. I think there's also a difference between energy and sports drinks, which is something we were talking about.
Mm. We're going to be talking to consultant paediatrician at Mediclinic Dubai Mall, Dr. Shahid Ali, on this very topic in just a few moments' time to get a medical point of view on it. But I just want to throw some more figures at you, because according to a recent study, more than 4 out of 5 Emirati college students consume energy drinks, and about 1 in 5 do so every single day. The study of 522 Emiratis at 4 college campuses found that 85.1% of students consume energy drinks. The research found that these students reported side effects, including headaches, blurred vision, nervousness, excessive thirst, and difficulty sleeping. You know, again, let's have a little look at those figures. So no one wants those particular side effects in your child. But at the same time, when your child has made their way onto college, surely they are big enough to make up their own minds. And if they want to consume energy drinks, given the marketing that goes into them, given the peer pressure, given, you know, the fact that there is this cool tag to a number of energy drinks, then who are we to tell a college student that they're not allowed to? And surely that is the place that you see the most dependence on energy drinks, because that's when the most studying is meant to be going on. I'm not sure if it is always going on, but it's meant to be going on. And maybe you want to stay up a little longer to cram for a few more hours, or you've been out late or whatever, and you want to go to a lecture the next day. This is when you find more dependency on it.
Yeah, I was going to say that's more like it, isn't it? They've been out late. They've been probably, you know, partying, enjoying themselves. And then when it comes to the work, they haven't got the energy to do it. I don't think it's very easy to control college students. They're you know, above 18, and they're out of your control. I think it's just all about education and trying to sort of convince them not to have too many. But I mean, I'm sure most people have been through a phase of having a few, but I think it's beyond, it's younger than 18 where I think it's really, really risky, and, you know, children not necessarily understanding what exactly it is.
Thanks for your text messages already on this one. Lots coming in. We're also getting tweets as well at Dubai I-103-8FM. That's me having had far too many energy drinks already this morning, which I haven't, I promise. We'll get a medical take in just a few moments' time on this one, but I do encourage you to have your say. It is your mid-morning phone-in. It is Dubai I-103.8. We are live here on the airwaves. We're the only station here in the UAE asking you to get involved and give us your conversation over the next 2 hours uninterrupted. So please do pick up the phone and contribute your thoughts. 04871-5500. We want to hear from those that can't get through a day without an energy drink. That we want to hear from those that have had problems and side effects as a result of energy drinks and therefore had to change or alter their consumption habits in the past. We want to hear from parents out there as well. Do you actively ban your children from consuming energy drinks? And from students listening in as well, if we've got your ear today, what is it about energy drinks? Is it because your peers and colleagues are drinking them? Do they work? Is it something that you feel is your choice? Please do contribute your thoughts by getting involved in the conversation. That's right. Text us now on 4001.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it on The Agenda with Tom Urquhart, only on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Get involved in the conversation. You can text us now on 4001. If you'd like to have your say, then feel free to get involved and let us know your thoughts. You are listening to Dubai 103.8, where, of course, you can contribute your thoughts in a number of ways. At Dubai I 1038 FM, hashtag Dubai I1038. What are we talking about now? We're talking about energy drinks. Ministers will ban the sale of Red Bull, Monster Energy and other energy drinks to children in England amid growing concern about the impact that high caffeine and high sugar drinks are having on young people's health. Consultation on how to implement the proposed ban will be unveiled later on this week. Government then indicating that the principal question to be determined is whether the purchasing restrictions will apply at the age of 16 or 18. Now, we have had support for this motion from the UAE, from Canada, from other parts of the world. Is that fair? The principal justification for the ban is the high level of caffeine in the energy drinks, which has been linked to a string of health problems for children, including head and stomach aches, as well as hyperactivity and sleep problems. Is the content of the so-called energy drinks any different from a number of other soft drinks or sugar-packed speciality coffees that you might be able to get from a cafe? Your thoughts would be appreciated on this one. Hans, trying to get through some of your comments that are coming through at the moment. What's the consensus out there?
Yep, got a few people texting in. Lolita says, I don't like my children drinking energy drinks, even though they're both above 18. They're packed with sugar and caffeine. They're very fattening and unhealthy. And we've also had another message, anonymous this one. Good morning. Energy drinks and soft drinks should be banned for under 18s. They are worse than alcohol, according to some studies.
Let's get the latest on those studies from a consultant paediatrician at the Mediclinic in Dubai Mall. A friend of the show, Dr. Shahid Ali, joins us live on the line. Dr. Ali, thanks for your thoughts this morning.
Tom, good morning, and thanks for having me on the radio.
How much of a concern are energy drinks for you and your peers and colleagues in the medical industry at the moment?
I think thanks for raising this very, very important health subject, which was kind of overlooked because many people never realize how bad they are. But you should be asking this question, which you have, to ordinary parent. Mm. Now, these days, parents are very, very health conscious, and they know exactly what's required. All they need to know is the contents of the energy drinks. And you mentioned already caffeine and sugar. In addition, there are a lot of preservatives and colorings and chemicals, which probably we don't know what their dramatic side effects are. But we do know the damaging effect of both sugar and caffeine. And you don't need to be a rocket scientist to see how bad they can be. But so sugar will lead to obesity, dental problems. And mind you, I split them into short-term and long-term effects. Why students and youngsters use them is a short-term gain of, say, energy shot. But as soon as the blood sugar level drops after that, they become lethargic and tired again. So actually, it has a detrimental effect. And then constant sipping will damage their teeth completely. Long-term, we have obesity-related problems, which everybody knows what they are, heart attacks, strokes, diabetes, arthritis. So multiple problems from the sugar alone. And then you look at the caffeine side of things, and caffeine is a drug. It's a poison. I think so we have certain recommendations for adults how much to take. But children, when they take it, or youngsters, teenagers, they don't know their limits, and it can actually give you a temporary hyperactivity, but then you have withdrawal symptoms, tremors, headaches, tummy problems. So it's a number of things that can go wrong with caffeine.
We're obviously focusing, Doctor, here on youngsters. There's debate running in the UK at the moment as to whether to ban the sale for those under the age of 18 or 16. But given the weight of research that suggests that the majority of energy drinks are not good for you, especially if consumed in large quantities, yes. Is there argument? Is there enough suggestion out there, or an argument for us to try and limit the amount of energy drinks that are sold to adults and grown-ups as well?
Well, in that case, you would need to limit the sale of tobacco and alcohol as well. For adults, obviously, they have to decide for themselves. You can't ban anything on those lines. You may want to ban a Starbucks coffee as well, because some of the Starbucks coffee has same amount of caffeine as a high energy drink. So for adults, the situation is different. I think they have to know their good and bad. But certainly for children, I call a child under 18. That needs to be banned so that they can be sensibly given healthy options otherwise. Sadly, you know, the canned drink size is gone from 250 to 500 ml, and that can give them a lot of unhealthy side effects. And because it's addictive, both sugar and caffeine are addictive, so they continue sipping on it, causing long-term damage. On the other hand, these brands, they are trying to create their brand image, so they would market them at social music festivals and sports events, social media. So they're trying to capture the young generation's attention, but ultimately, I think the advertising should be banned aiming at young kids, and the sale should be banned under 18.
Dr. Shahid, also, what I'm interested to know is there a difference, would you consider, between an energy drink and some that are used as sports energy drinks?
I think there are a lot of those as well. From top of my head, I think Gatorade, and there are the other ones which are without caffeine, but they all have sugar in them. And the problem with sugary drinks is it gives you a sudden surge in your blood sugar level soon after drinking. And with that same speed, after half an hour, 1 hour, it dips down. So you have actually a detrimental effect. Most of the students use them in exam period, considering it will increase their mental concentration. It doesn't. In fact, it goes the opposite way. So in order to prepare them for exam and these stressful sports events, I think they actually have to stop drinking both these energy and caffeinated drinks. And I have some tips for these youngsters, as long as they can listen. I don't know how many youngsters are listening to this radio show.
Sure.
They need to have breakfast. How many teenagers skip out breakfast and go for these energy drinks instead? They need to have fresh air, lot of water to drink, and a good 20-minute exercise every day in their schedule. And I think small tips to make their life more healthy. And instead of going on to these cola drinks, caffeinated drinks, they should have snacks of yogurts and nuts and more healthy food stuff.
And just quickly just quickly before we have to go, are there any tips for parents, like signs that they should look out for in case, you know, their child is having energy drinks that they're not aware of and they're drinking too
many? Well, I just heard a lady called Lisa mentioned, parents are very conscious these days, but some of them are ignorant. So I think we need to highlight to them what their child is buying, and obviously parents are paying the money. I remember I had a teenager once who was addicted to Red Bull, and his room was full of cans. So it's a general adult awareness campaign that needs to be run by the media to highlight they are not good, because some parents might actually be thinking they are good. At the end of the day, it's caffeine and sugar. So it's raising awareness about these drinks. Money is being paid by parents, so they know what their child is buying. It's not something that they hide from their parents. It's not a kind of considered a taboo or something bad, but it's still unhealthy. So parents just need to be more aware, and I think schools can run campaigns and the media can run campaigns to highlight the issue. And on a separate note, the government is taking a good initiative in some countries to ban them, and I'm sure it might come in UAE as well, considering the problem with obesity in this country, which is endemic.
Dr. Shahid, always good to catch up with you. Thanks for joining
pleasure,
us this
Tom.
Morning. And thanks for the advice
Thank
as
you.
Well. Much appreciated.
Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
Shahid Ali there. Dr. Shahid Ali, the consultant paediatrician at Mediclinic Dubai Mall, joining us live on the line.
It's time to have your say. The Agenda with Tom Urquhart on Dubai Eye 103.8.
You're listening to Dubai Eye 103.8. We're talking energy drinks here this morning on The Agenda. It's your mid-morning phone in. Lines are live. Give us a call, 04871 5500. Don't like the sound of your own voice, feel free to share your thoughts and opinions by texting us now on 4001. Got a few of those to read out for you now. Amber has been in touch with the show, saying caffeine can in fact be beneficial to some children, especially those with ADHD. And I've heard of parents using energy drinks to medicate or assist with hyperactivity. So while I don't let my kids have them, there are situations where they can be beneficial. Thanks for that, Amber.
Dina says, I tried one of these energy drinks once and I was really shaky as there's way too much sugar and caffeine in them. I haven't had one since.
Thank you very much indeed this one from James that came through saying, look, I can see the logic in limiting them if you're drinking them without reason, but try working a day job, having three kids, and then working on your startup project when everyone else is asleep. Some of us don't have the luxury of an ivory tower. The world isn't all rainbows and people have to make sacrifices. In my case, it's sleeping time. And then we've got Verti, who's been in touch as well, with a very plausible solution to it all, saying, why don't we just ban children? Ban them all, ban everything, then ban banning, then ban the banning of banning. Thank you very much for those. If you'd like to get your thoughts into us, we would appreciate that. Should energy drinks be limited or certainly banned for 18-year-olds, 16-year-olds, another age group? We'd love your thoughts on this one, please. Right, let's get to the lines now where we will get the thoughts of Jana. Jana's going to join us live on line two. Jana Exolia joins us with thoughts on this one. Jana, thanks so much indeed for joining us.
Hi, good day, yes.
So where do you stand on this argument? First and foremost, you're a mum. Let me clarify that one. So would you allow or do you allow your children to drink energy drinks?
In general, no, but I have younger kids. So my kids are 7 and 3, almost 4. And I'm due to have another one now. So my kids are much younger than 16. So I was thinking of this in terms of younger kids. I agree with if there would be a ban on energy drinks and basically sweets and sugar things, I would love for something like that to come into place, because then there would just be less of these things in society that are marketed towards kids or that people feel safe to give to kids. I'm not saying I would judge anybody else or anything, and every situation is different. It's not that my kids have never had a sugary drink or anything. There are situations, like even just recently when we went to Germany for 3 weeks holiday. We came back, we were in Turkey, and we had an overlay where we had to basically stay up two nights, and we didn't have a pram because they lost our pram. So the younger one, she wanted to sleep, and she was really, you know, so yeah, we gave her some Coca-Cola and to try and keep her awake so that she wouldn't be going crazy, which is probably not, you know, the best thing to do, but well, it happens.
So this
but
is
yeah,
interesting
in general,
one.
I agree.
So how would you differentiate between the two? Do you differentiate between the two, those that are classified as energy drinks as opposed to soft drinks?
Oh, I think it's all the same. I think soft drinks, what I mean is just these sugary, artificially made drinks, energy drinks have caffeine, so does Coca-Cola. To me, it's all the same, Fanta and things, they're all unhealthy, and I just, for younger kids, I would agree with a ban on.
What about
maybe
peer pressure, though?
Also.
What about peer pressure? Because obviously, if you let your kids go for a sleepover or if they go for a play date, or even if they're just hanging out with their friends in the play yard, they might see them consuming a drink that you disagree with. Is it all about implementing your rules upon them? Or are we talking here about just being a little bit more practical and moderation?
Well, I think the culture in general I would like to see the culture shift to a culture-wide acknowledgement that this stuff is not good for kids. And
yeah.
So as soon as the culture changes, and if there were to be something like a ban, it would have to come along with everybody would have to agree that this is unhealthy and we don't want to give our kids this. So we would basically, as a culture, we would say no to all of these drinks for children. And I don't think they would see anybody. I mean, it's like kids smoking. Not to say it's so, but it's like kids smoking. This is abnormal. There's a ban on it. Everybody agrees that no kids can smoke. And so you wouldn't see a parent giving a child a cigarette or anything like that. And that should be normal. I think it should be normal not to give your kids this type of food. And maybe it's because I feel like I grew up without this stuff. We grew up without all of this sugary stuff. And I feel like I reap health benefits now. I feel like I'm very healthy. I mean, I'm not saying that other people are unhealthy, but that's just my personal experience. I don't think kids need it. I don't think it's necessary. And I don't think it's healthy. So I don't see why we give it to our kids.
Jana, lovely to chat with you. Thank you so much indeed for your thoughts this morning. That was Jana Exolia joining us live on the line. A mum there giving her thoughts on sugar intake for children. Let's go to Sam. Sam is joining us now on line one. Sam is an owner, runs a sports supplement shop here in the UAE. Morning to you, Sam.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Good, mate. I put you on there so you could hear the thoughts of Jana giving her thoughts, her maternal thoughts on that. It just got me thinking, though, about this whole battle or argument against sugar at the moment. We seem to be waging war on all things sugar. As a man who's involved in the sports industry, a man who is involved in supplements as well, again, does it come down to this whole idea of moderation? Because surely our bodies need a little bit of sugar every now and again.
Exactly, hit the nail on the head. Sugar is the energy a body needs to burn. So with our company, Amsport, we work with Liverpool Football Club, we work with Olympic athletes. You know, the people we work with need carbohydrates and need sugar to be at the top level in their profession. So you have to be very careful when you use the word, you know, energy and drink, because our products are very, very different to what you'll see in the supermarkets, you know, the Red Bull, the Power Horse. They're very, very different products altogether. So our drinks are designed for health, fitness, and in some cases to actually tackle obesity. And what's happened in the UAE with this tax, you know, we've been hit very, very hard on this. And it's not just ourselves, but it's the sports people in the Middle East, the cyclists, the runners, the football players. They're now having to pay extra for a product which actually benefits them. So the way we've looked at it and the way we've actually had conversations with Dubai Municipality is, we fully agree that children should not be having energy drinks. I think it's on a personal level, any child below 16 does not need to have an energy drink. When I was younger, I had Lucozade. You know, one bottle of Lucozade kept me going for all day. And you see children in the Middle East going to the cinemas and having pick and mix from the cinema, you know, eating lots of sugar and drinking, you know, Coca-Cola and having energy drinks. You really have to start from the bottom to tackle obesity, because children will eat sugary cereals. Parents will drink coffees, you know, like Frappuccino has 14 grams of sugar. That's more than most of these energy drinks. So you have to be very, very careful when energy drinks and good quality products are looked in the same category. And that's what we try to do. You know, we're trying to actually educate the population and really get people healthy again. So it's an interesting argument. I can see it from both sides of the story. And I think for children to have energy drinks, you know, we fully believe that there should be a limit, maybe a 16-year-old age. There's no need for any child below 16 to have an energy drink. So that's our stance anyway.
Hi, Sam. Hanan here. I'm very interested in what you're talking about, you know, to do with the energy drinks and the benefits. And, you know, I was reading up about sort of the difference between sports drinks and energy drinks. And what is the main difference? Is it to do with the caffeine? And I know that obviously it says that some sports drink should have sort of a certain amount of carbohydrates, sodium, potassium. Is it this sort of things that makes it different from an energy drink?
Yes, exactly. I mean, you look at the sort of the mass-produced products, you know, the very well-known products which are sold in the tins in every supermarket, you know, they're made millions of units. You know, the quality of the products is not fantastic. They have high levels of sugar, yes, but they don't have the other ingredients, all the vitamins that your body needs, the carbohydrates that your body needs. And it's very difficult. You know, I could talk about this conversation all day long, and I know I don't have, you know, only have a few minutes. So what you have to see is the type of consumer who takes a canned energy drink. Are those the kind of people who actually will be going to the gym after work, or will they be going for a run after work, or will they be actually physically active? Or are those the type of people who, due to the marketing powers of these companies, are sitting in front of the PlayStation, the Xboxes, and actually not really doing much cardio activity? And that's where we kind of come in, because our products are designed for athletes, especially in this climate where we're living in the Middle East. Your body, you know, when you're exercising, you need to have salt, you need to have carbs, your body needs to burn these kind of energies. You can get it from various different fruits. Obviously, a lot of fruit contains sugar. Long story short, the quality of our products for AmSport is really designed for athletes and health and well-being. The caffeine, which is on our products, but for our energy drink, is actually designed to burn fat. So with caffeine, obviously, yes, it does raise your heart rate, but what that does is it helps your body burn the fat that your body stores. So that's kind of where we sit at the moment.
So that grey area, do you think, Sam, is partly, as you mentioned earlier, this whole classification in that, you know, drinks that give you energy, be that through sugar, be that through caffeine, be that through other supplements, are all being classified under one particular title at the moment, and yet they are inherently different?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we do a lot of work with the cyclists that, for example, our Quadra Cycle Track, we provide energy gels, which when they're cycling and doing 120 kilometers in the morning before they go to work, they need this energy. And what's happening now is the cost that we have to bear with this new 100% tax is being passed on to the consumer. So a lot of these cyclists are, you know, they can afford it because the disposable income in Dubai, but over time, gradually, it will get more and more expensive. And what that does, it provides the opportunity for the cheaper products, which have the bad ingredients, to actually still be sold in the supermarkets. And children, and let's be honest, in the Middle East, children here, when there's a tax, you know, put onto a product, children in the Middle East still have a high disposable income. So even if it's double the price, if they want to buy it, they will still buy it. And so what will happen at the end of this year, you'll probably see some sales revenue targets, and you'll see that the sales of certain products have gone down. And so if the government may look at that and actually say, okay, we've won the war on energy drinks, you know, there's no more obesity. That's not true. It's just a certain type of demographic will no longer be buying it because it's too expensive. So children, you know, are very easily, they're a marketer's dream, for example. You know, you see these big products. If anything which is cool and trendy, a child will want it. And a parent will usually get it for the child because the child will complain if they don't. So, you know, what we have to make sure is taxing is a great idea, yes, but it's really starting from the roots, from the parenting. Anything in moderation is fine. Anything in excess is too much. And that does apply to energy drinks. Now, our competitor products, which we look at inferior, you can still have a can. You know, but when you have 2, 3, 4, 5 cans a day, it's like when you have coffee. You have too much, your body becomes reliant on it. And after a while, you start doing it on a daily basis. And that's where the problem lies. So all of our products, all of our products for AmSport, we always make sure we have on the label, you know, if it's not suitable for children, it's not suitable for pregnant ladies. You know, so from our side, we actually push the message out there, and we're very, very clear on that. But by taxing it, I don't think that's the best way. I think maybe, like one of your previous callers mentioned, smoking in the UK, for example, initially was a 16 years old age limit. That would be a good idea in the Middle East. You know, these energy drinks, and if anyone below the age of 16, you really don't need them. You have enough energy as a child. You do not need energy drinks. Over the age of 16, you know, you can understand it. So, but it's difficult because for us, you know, we're trying to help the population, get people healthy, but we're being affected by this new tax and obviously the increase in prices. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword, really.
Sam, good to get your thoughts. Thanks, mate. Thanks very much indeed for your thoughts there. Sam here in the UAE, running that sports supplement shop. You can find out more details online from them. And thanks also to Yana, our resident mum, getting involved in the conversation as well. Is sugar the scourge? Is that what needs to be addressed here? Whose responsibility is it? Is it down to the child? Is it down to the parent? Is it down to, as Sam was suggesting, to a certain degree there, down to the marketing of these big companies, be it sugar-laden drinks, be it sugar-laden cereals or other foodstuffs as well? Are we ever conscious of how much sugar we are, in fact, consuming?
It's time to have your say. The Agenda with Tom Urquhart on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Responding to your questions and thoughts here on the agenda this morning as we discuss energy drinks. Leonard's been in touch. He's texted on 4001. Leonard's saying, banning them for sale to children is a no-brainer. This is how much parents really care about their kids these days. They're all either too busy working or staring at their smartphones to pay attention to what their children are doing. Thank you very much indeed for that one. Get involved in the conversation. If you want to have your say, then we'd encourage you to do that. This one's from Phil this morning saying, look, I'm going to play devil's advocate if you don't mind. If you look at the medical costs, obesity is actually cheaper in the long run. If you make it up to 70 plus, then everything starts falling to bits, requiring specialist visits, eyes, ears, hips, expensive, etc. If you're obese, it's going to be diabetes, then a heart attack, and death long before then. The biggest cost might be some bariatric surgery. The deaths are more economical because they do die sooner. Nice.
Not very cheery, is it? Parth has written in, he says, isn't it the responsibility of the parents instead of banning it? And John says, it's really hard to monitor teenage kids when they're out of your sight. How can you control this?
This one from Rev out there. In that case, you'd probably want to ban all sugar-added drinks from being sold to any minors. Energy drinks are no worse than Fanta or Coke or Pepsi in that respect. Thank you for those. Thanks also to these thoughts that have been coming through in the last few moments or so. Somebody's put their put this in, no name with it, but it says, look, they're not dangerous, energy drinks. The government, governments across the world have recently increased prices with the sugar tax on all carbonated drinks that contain a lot of sugar. Children need sugar to function. I used to have a can of Coke with my lunch every other day, but when that increased in price, I naturally went with the next cheapest option, which was, in my case, Rockstar. Of course, energy drinks are dangerous in large amounts. 1 litre of energy drinks isn't the safest, but then again, neither is 1 litre of many other liquids. The government doesn't ban them when it has the potential to kill you. Why they then ban energy drinks is beyond me. Thanks for that one as well. I've also had a question out there this morning. I'm all for questions as well into the show because, you know, we're all about sort of giving opinions and people giving their thoughts as well. But I do like to use the Agenda platform and podium as an opportunity for you to pose a question because I might not have the answer, Hanan might not have the answer, but hopefully somebody out there does. And this is that whole grey area with regards to sugar contents or saccharin contents in particular drinks. Somebody, no name with this one, has posted this question asking, does anybody out there know why a sugar tax is applied to drinks with no sugar, for example, Coke Zero? Do you have the answer to that? Does Coke Zero really have no sugar in it whatsoever? What substitutes does it have? And do the substitutes constitute two sugar or a sugary replacement? If so, and if you know the answer to that, then please do share your thoughts with us. Talking of thoughts, here's one more to take us into the top of the hour. Latest news headlines coming your way very shortly. This is a word of warning, if you like. It comes from Virat out there this morning. Saying, I do think energy drinks should be banned. It was a sports day at my school recently, and one of my school's sponsors were, in fact, an energy drink brand. So we had an unlimited supply of the drinks, and at this sports day, a girl, we think, had two drinks and then ran her race. But her heart was beating so fast because of the drinks, she had to go to hospital. That could affect her for the rest of her life and give her major health problems for the rest of her life. Word of warning. Thank you very much indeed for that one, Virat. Those are the thoughts of several of our listeners.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.